This is WSHU's After All Things, with daily news and culture from around the Long Island Sound. Staff cuts at FEMA may affect federal disaster response this hurricane season. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she worries artificial intelligence may have a disproportionate impact on women. Connecticut students are showing up to school more. Plus, a look at the Elm Shakespeare Company's new production of Much Ado About Nothing. Those stories and more are ahead. I'm Molly Ingram, in for Sabrina Garone. Connecticut elected officials warn that staff cuts at FEMA by the Trump administration may affect federal disaster response this hurricane season. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
A Government Accountability Office report released this month finds that FEMA has lost 20% of its staff since the beginning of President Donald Trump's second term in office. Most of the cuts have affected regional offices, including Region 1 that serves Connecticut. 292 jobs were eliminated, representing 12% of the staff. Governor Ned Lamont says that's unacceptable, especially during a hurricane season.
Mr. President, this is no place to save money, cutting back on the emergency response necessary to take care of people.
U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut has asked new FEMA administrator Cameron Hamilton to address the staffing shortage, but says he's yet to get a response.
I'm demanding again today that he give us a plan. What will he do when disaster strikes? Obviously, we hope for the best, but we need to prepare for the worst.
Blumenthal, a Democrat, acknowledges it might be difficult to get a response without his majority Republican colleagues in the U.S. Senate joining the demand. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she worries artificial intelligence may have a disproportionate impact on women. Jimmy Vielkind explains.
The Democratic governor is checking in with a commission about how AI affects job prospects, and she says that 84% of the jobs most likely to be changed or eliminated by evolving technology are held by women. Molly Kinder studies AI impacts and recently left the Brookings Institution think tank. She sits on Hochul's commission.
Think bookkeepers, claims processors, secretaries, school office staff, medical coders. These jobs are overwhelmingly held by women, which is why we're having this conversation. And they're bedrock to communities like the one I grew up in.
Hochul is asking the commission what state laws should change to deal with AI disruption. She plans to announce her proposals around the start of the new year. In Albany, I'm Jimmy Vielkind for the New York Public News Network.
A new report from the Connecticut Department of Education shows that students are showing up to school more. WSHU's Janice Roman reports.
It's been 5 years since the state first implemented the Learner Engagement and Attendance Program, or LEAP. It's a statewide program that launched in 2021 to combat chronic absenteeism following the COVID-19 pandemic. Ajit Gopala Krishnan is the Chief Performance Officer for the State Department of Education. He says it showed that chronic absenteeism declined since the program launched.
Around 24%, down to 16.4%. That represents approximately 35,000 more students who are coming to school regularly. That's huge.
The LEAP model works by training educators to conduct home visits to connect with families and students. Monthly data collecting allows educators to adjust methods in real time. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
The Bard in the Jazz Age. That's the big idea behind the Elm Shakespeare Company's new production of Much Ado About Nothing. More on that coming soon.
Every writer has one, the story you can't stop thinking about, the memory that keeps resurfacing, the question that never quite goes away. Well, WSHU and the Westport Writers Workshop invite Connecticut writers to take part in Connecticut Voices, a new storytelling collaboration. The theme is What Haunts You? Start writing, revising, or fine-tuning your story now. Submissions open September 1st. The winning writer will receive a cash prize and a chance to tell their original story on WSHU. Learn more at WSHU.org.
A tornado touched down on Long Island last night. It did serious damage at two beach clubs in Atlantic Beach and was the first tornado in Nassau County in nearly 5 years. There have only been 10 recorded tornadoes in Nassau County since 1950. A pair of moose were spotted in Connecticut this week. They were crossing Route 181 in Barkhamsted. This is the 30th reported moose sighting in Connecticut this year. Bridgeport is looking for a permanent school superintendent. The cash-strapped district has been without one since the fall of 2024. Interim Superintendent Royce Avery has been in the role since then. The state has been intervening in Bridgeport Public Schools' finances and is funding the search. They hope to fill the position by next summer. Two dead rabid raccoons were found in Islip Town this week. That makes 39 confirmed cases of rabies in Suffolk County since last February. County police ask anyone who sees an animal acting abnormally to call their non-emergency number to report it. The Bard in the Jazz Age. That's the big idea behind the Elm Shakespeare Company's new production of Much Ado About Nothing in New Haven's Edgerton Park. WSHU's Davis Donovan gives us a preview.
Love shall never make me such a fool. One woman is fair, yet I am well. Another wise, yet I am well. Another
sounds like normal Shakespearean dialogue, right?
But till all graces be in one woman shall not come in my grace.
Rich. That's Gregory Phelps as Benedick, a soldier at the heart of the play. But what happens next is not from Elizabethan England.
Here comes the prince and Monsieur Love. I will hide me in the arbor.
Come, shall we hear this music?
Yea, my good lord.
Nanny, 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 no.
Nanny, 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 no.
Nanny, nanny, nanny.
That's Dakari Ferris doing a Renaissance take on Cab Calloway's Minnie the Moocher, first recorded in 1931.
Hey, nanny, nanny.
Benedick and Beatrice are bickering rivals who eventually fall in love. Sorry, spoiler. In the 1940s, they might have called this a screwball comedy. Think Cary Grant and Katharine Hepburn. And like a screwball, Much Ado is all about the snappy dialogue.
These people's bread and butter is just verbal sort of swordplay, if you will.
That's director Benjamin Kearns.
One character will pick up on a word that another character has introduced. And then it becomes this sort of tennis match over who is going to win this verbal sparring.
And the dialogue might not only come from the stage.
When Benedick asks the question in audience, he is expecting an answer. And the actor we have will press them for that answer. And a good actor will be able to roll with whatever answer is given. So we want this to feel a little bit more like a ball game.
The setting helps. A specially built stage in Elm Shakespeare's longtime home of Edgerton Park.
Most of the playhouses in Shakespeare's period would have appeared something like this. There would have been a balcony. There are staircases that lead up to the balcony.
There's no built-in seating. The ground is grass, so the crowds can bring towels or beach chairs.
Once the sun starts to go down in Edgerton Park, the stage is littered with flowers. When you walk in, it almost looks like it is built for weddings to happen on.
Framed by trees, walking paths, and the majestic cliffs of East Rock in the background.
I think they work outdoors in a way that almost no other play does.
That's Elm Shakespeare director Rebecca Goodhart. She says we live in a golden age of Shakespeare in the Park, which, by the way, is a uniquely American tradition.
So to stand on that stage with the open sky above, a full moon that rises up behind the stage, there is something that feels particularly right with these stories and with this language that is both grounding and transcendent.
This is Elm Shakespeare's 31st summer in the park, and they've expanded beyond just productions.
We call them education programs. They're really community programs.
I think we're hearing one right now, aren't we?
Yes. Yes, we've got 60 campers sharing this park right now. You walk into the park and you see kids in capes that they've made with paper sword giggling ferociously right after they say, "Yo, once more into the breach." It's about imagination. It's about language. It's about playing.
Which demonstrates what Rebecca says is Elm Shakespeare's mission. To show the Bard really is for everyone. Much Ado About Nothing runs through September 6th at Edgerton Park in New Haven, Connecticut. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
For the latest from around Long Island Sound, listen on the radio, online, with our free app, and of course, right here on the After All Things podcast every weekday evening. I'm Molly Ingram, in for Sabrina Garone. I hope you have a great weekend.